Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezeichet Afayin Reziva Gahagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Daled says Bas Yisrael Meiras is a Kayin. A Bas Yisrael who's engaged to a Kayin, Mubaris Mikayin, she's pregnant from a Kayin, but she's not married to him. Shemeres Yavam Lakayin, or she's awaiting Yibam from a Kayin. Vechein Bas Kayin Li Yisrael. And the same thing is the flip side. If this is a Bas Kayin to a Yisrael, Loi Teichel Batruma, she's not a Truma. And this is something we already learned in Perek Zayin Mishnah Daled that Ha'uber Vahayavam Vahayavam they passel and they don't allow to eat. In all these situations, she's in some sort of mid-stage and therefore she's not allowed to eat truma. And the same thing applies when we're dealing with a levi. Bas Yisrael may rest as a levi. Bas Yisrael who's engaged to a levi, mubaris mi levi, or she's pregnant from a levi. Shemaris yavam a levi, she's awaiting yibam from a levi. And the flip side as well, v'chein bas levi li Yisrael, if this is a bas levi to Yisrael, lo teichov a meiser, they're not allowed to eat meiser. And this is according to a mayor who holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat meiser. Now let's say this is bas levi may rest as l'kayin, a bas levi who's engaged to a kain, or mubaris mekain, she's pregnant from a kain, or shemaris yavam lekain, she's awaiting yibam from a kain, and v'chein bas kain lelevi, the same thing the other way around. In these cases, loy teichel loy betruma v'loy b'meiser, she's not eating truma or meiser because she's in this interim stage, so she's kind of caught in the middle and she doesn't get to eat anything. And moving on to Mishnah Hay, also is something that we've learned previously. Bas Yisrael shenisus lekain, a bas Yisrael who married a kain teichel betruma, she's allowed to eat truma because now she's considered to be part of the kain's household, and so truma is okay for her. Now let's say Mace, this kain husband of hers dies, v'lahi menu ben, and she has a son from him, and it doesn't have to be a son, it could be any offspring, even a daughter. Teichel b'truma, she's allowed to continue eating truma, because she's still considered to be part of the kayin's house. Now let's say, this almana, nisas lelevi, marries a levi now. Teichel b'meiser, she's allowed to eat meiser, because now she's considered to be part of the household of a levi, and she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Mace, let's say this levi husband of hers dies, v'lahi menu ben, and she has a child from him. Teichel b'meiser, she's still allowed to continue eating meiser, because she's still considered to be part of his household. Now let's say nisas leYisrael. She goes and marries a Yisrael. Loi teichel loi betruma v'loi b'meiser. So now she's not allowed to eat truma or meiser anymore because now she's considered to be part of the household of Yisrael. Mace, let's say her Yisrael husband dies, v'lahi menu ben, and she has a child from him. Loi teichel loi betruma v'loi b'meiser. She's not allowed to eat truma or meiser because she's still considered to be part of the household of Yisrael. But now let's say Mace Benami Yisrael, her child from this most recent Yisrael husband of hers, dies. So Teichel Meiser, she's allowed to go back to eating Meiser because she goes back to her previous status, which was being part of the Levi's household, and she can now eat Meiser. But now let's say Mace Benami Levi, the son of hers from the Levi, dies. So Teichel Betruma, she's allowed to go back to eating Truma because that was her status before she married this Levi and had a son from him. Now let's say Mace Benami Kayin, her son from the Kayin as well died. Loi Teichel Loi Betruma V'Loi B'Meiser. She's not allowed to eat Truma or Meiser because now she's going back to her original status, which was before she was married the first time, and she's a regular Bas Yisrael, so she's not a Truma or Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a similar case in Mishnah Vav, and on to Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.